This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Al Sharpton and the Black Panthers, Panthers, they're going to protest the president. You see why I said Panthers? Yeah. They're going to protest the president for no reason other than their masters told them to do it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where I have no masters. That's right. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, black folks got to get all riled up. See, they got nothing to be riled up about. Black people are more employed than ever before. Black people, you know, able to play the lotto. You know what I mean? Black people are doing great today. Got two black kids back from China. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump did something with HSBUs. Oh, you know what he did? He forgave the debt of HSBUs. That's historically black colleges and universities. That must be what them black folks is protesting. That Donald Trump, he trying to keep black people down. Oh, man, I love watching silliness. I told you guys, I'm a bigot against ignorance. I'm a bigot against the stupid. So if it appears that I have a bias, I don't apologize. Because Al Sharpton and the Black Pampers, that's what a friend of mine calls them, the Black Pampers. Yeah, they are amongst the most stupid, the congressional black circus clowns. Why do you think I call them that? You think I just want to have something clever to say? That's what it is. Not the congressional black caucus. First of all, why do you need a black caucus? What is it about America that you need to, let's gather all the black folks together in a caucus and then we're going to talk amongst ourselves? You know, what are you protecting? You think you're going to let people know that we don't have crime in black neighborhoods? There's not drugs in black neighborhoods. We don't have the worst schools. We don't have the lowest amount of businesses. We don't have the worst businesses that are out there, the ones that are filing bankruptcy in bigger numbers than anybody else. Kids dropping out of school, prison population. What secret do you think you have? Let's bring it all together. Let's not let nobody know. That's exactly what these clowns do. The Congressional Black Circus is what it is. It's not a caucus. We know the secrets, guys. See, a caucus is something secret. Here's what we know. All you care about is keeping black folks down. That's what we know about the Congressional Black Circus. And Al Sharpton would have loved to have been part of it, but he had too much baggage. He couldn't get elected. Oh, Kevin Jackson, he ran for president. Yeah, so did I. And he barely got more votes than I did. I'm just saying I didn't run for president, for those that are wondering. What I'm saying is, in not running for president, I dang near got as many votes as Al Sharpton. In fact, let's take a poll. On this radio station, wherever you're listening to me, who would you vote for, Kevin Jackson or Al Sharpton? Send a note to KJRadio.com or call me at 844-551-8255. I want to know, who would you vote for, Kevin Jackson or Al Sharpton? I'll prove it. I could have beat that clown. So, but these people out there, oh, we're going to march on something. What? And by the way, protecting Farrakhan. Farrakhan. Now, let me just say this. Farrakhan is right on so many levels. I know you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? You losing your mind? No. Farrakhan is right about the emasculation of men. He is right about the prison industrial complex of black men in particular. He's right about the destruction of the family by the devil. In this case, the white Democrat devil. He won't call them that, but that's who he's really talking about, those Democrat, white Democrat devils. You white people are the salt of the earth. The white people across the aisle, they are the devil. That's who Farrakhan's talking about. But then Farrakhan goes too far. He talks about the Jews and how bad the Jews are. Look, here's the deal. Secular Jews that run Hollywood, they are demons. They're bad people. They don't care what they put out. They want to make a buck. They might as well be putting out porn. Why don't you just become Larry Flynn or Bob Guccione or what's the dude on Playboy? Hugh Hefner. Why don't you go be one of them? Because that's the smut they put out. But that doesn't condemn all the Jews. There are many beautiful Jewish people in the world. And I personally, I will tell you this, I'll go down to my dying breath defending Jews. But I won't defend these secular Jews. So if Farrakhan made a distinction, he might be okay. But he just is a Jew hater. He doesn't care, even though he knows that there are many Jewish people who are biblically, you know, yoked. They are the salt of the earth. He won't make that distinction. See, I will make that distinction. If you got good people and bad people, I'll make the distinction. I'm happy to do it. But I'm not gonna condemn everybody. Muslims are a perfect example. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you Arab and Muslim. You Arabs, I don't have any problem with at all. They're just a group of people. Congratulations, you're from the Arabia. All right. And if you happen to be Muslim and you practice that so-called religion, I don't even care about that. There are people, the Amish, I find them strange, okay? But I don't condemn. In fact, I think the Amish are pretty cool. If I wanted to build a barn, I would befriend the Amish, okay? But when it comes to Muslims, they have rampant terror, and they don't seem to really care. The so-called moderates don't seem to really care. If there's so many more moderate Muslims who are mad at these ones that are doing jihad, you would think it would be easy to find them, because it would be people going, hey, Ahmed over there, he's a bad guy, go get him. He builds bombs. Bombs, I know where they are in his house. I played bid whist with him. Ate fried chicken. I know where it is. Because that's what I'd be doing if it was people, let's say it's the black community, doing crazy stuff. I would be the dude going, hey, you better check old Leroy, because he's doing something over there. But no. You know, so just back to the whole thing. Leftists, this is who they are. This is who black leftists are. Al Sharpton, the Black Panthers. They want to protest a man who's actually helping black people. That should give you everything you need to know. Donald Trump bails out the historically black colleges and universities, gets two black thugs back from China. Okay, lowest unemployment rate for blacks in the history of keeping up with unemployment, and on and on and on. And I'm just saying, whatever's lifting the ocean, the tide rather, or the you know what I'm talking about, with the ocean for other boats is lifting it for blacks disproportionately in a good way. And these people want to protest him. Why? Because that's what Sharpton does. That's who he is. He's been told to do it. That's how he gets his funding, is he must do it. I guarantee you, there are times Sharpton gets up in the morning and says, you know, it's not really my cause and everything, but you know, the check cash. Yeah, so he's going to go do it because, hey, brother got to pay his bills. He's got to pay his bills. He doesn't believe it, but he's dying in the wool now. He's made a deal with the devil. I saw a thing from Lynch saying, it was an email they got from WikiLeaks saying, hey, we got to kowtow to Soros. Can you imagine somebody saying, we got to kowtow to Soros? I'm going to get it out. In order to, for political survival.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The difference here is that you now have a sitting president attacking federal law enforcement and literally trying to denigrate the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That is something new.
You know, you always hear this phrase that this comes out of Putin's playbook. Well, this actually comes out of an old playbook, an older playbook, the KGB's playbook. They had a 4-point plan for how KGB operations, propaganda, and agents were to operate against both the CIA and United States law enforcement. First one was to use activities that would demoralize, discredit, or disinform about their operations. Then they would go after individual agents. Then they would go after their leadership. Donald Trump is literally playing by the Russian playbook on this.
Those rascally Russians, man. You know, when you look at disinformation campaigns, boy, those Russians were at the forefront. Who else does that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back. So, oh, by the way, kjradio.com, if you want to listen, that's if you want to listen to the show anytime you want. And if you want to call us, 844-551-8255. So, it's the Russian playbook. Not only is Donald Trump you know, elected by the Russians, and you've heard about all the collusion. He's actually got Putin's playbook. No, no, no. An older playbook, the KGB playbook, right? He probably keeps it in his pocket like a Bible. Mm-hmm. Those rascally Russians, they wrote the book on clandestine activity. If there was any playbook that you don't want Donald Trump to have, it is the Russian version. The Chinese playbook, it's bad, but it isn't quite as bad as the Russians. Yeah, not quite. The Cuban playbook, I don't know, you get a cigar with it. Yeah, it's a consolation prize. But the Russian playbook, no, that's the most nefarious playbook of all. Because, you know, those Russians, they study this stuff more than any other culture. They've been around forever. You know how the Russians are. The Russians. Pretty soon, let me tell you something, folks, you may not be able to say the word Russian. It may be the R word, okay? The N word of politics is the R word. You know who's colluded with the R people, the R word people, because you cannot say Russian soon. Oh, no, no. They want you to understand how nefarious, how mean the Russians are, how wicked and evil. Not evil, evil the Russians are. So Putin's over there going, throwing his hands up going, what have I done? What do we do? We won't trade with everyone else like everyone else. Yeah, no, no, no. He's bad. And ironically, these communists that everybody's against, that is exactly what the left in America represent. Isn't it funny how I tell you that the left tell you who they are by who they demonize? Haven't I said this to you? I know you're out there going, that Kevin is amazing. That was some insight right there. The Russians are commies, and they will use all kinds of tricks to get what they want. You know what Russians love? You know how they infiltrated America? They use black people, and they use colleges and universities. Then they got their own operatives inside of government. I give you the Democrats. Bada bing, bada boom, baby. That's why you're here. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I give you insights. I tie it all together. Oh, no, I'm not bragging. That's just facts, baby. They want you to demonize the very people they idolize. Go read the Russians, the Communist Manifesto, the Communist Party of America's platform. Put it next to the Democrats and show me the difference. I dare you. I'll wait. I got time. Shoot, I got nothing better to do. Ain't like I'm waiting on a paycheck. So anyway, yeah, go check it out. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, check it out, but not right now. You got stuff to do. You're paying attention, okay? Yeah, see, they want you to believe that they care about law enforcement over here. They want to protect law enforcement. Let me tell you what they want to protect. John Brennan, former CIA director from 2013 to 2017 under Barack Hussein Obama, tweeted this. When the full extent of your venality, moral turpitude, and political corruption becomes known, you will take your rightful place as a disgraced demagogue in the dustbin of history. You may scapegoat Annie McKay, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you. He tweeted that to the President of the United States. Now, first of all, Donald Trump didn't fire Andrew McCabe. He didn't, but I'll get to that in a second. I wanted you to focus on the idea that the former CIA director of this country for the last 4 years, during the very time that we've been talking about, okay, all this period supposedly tying Donald Trump to the Russians, everything we've learned about the crooked FBI, everything we've learned about crooked Hillary, and what we're going to soon learn about crooked Barack Obama, this guy says he's the person in charge during this time of the CIA. And he essentially says America's going to triumph over the president, who he calls a disgrace, says will be a disgraced demagogue in the dustbin of history. Venality, moral turpitude, political corruption. All right? Now, an ex-ambassador by the name of Samantha Power, she warned the public not to, quote, piss off a former spy chief. By the way, Brennan, a communist, he was once a communist. And I'm just saying, this is Putin's Russia right in front of your face. They accuse us of treason. They want to impeach a president who has done everything he could to get to the bottom of this stuff. Samantha Power, now a professor at Harvard, former UN ambassador, married to Cass Sunstein, a member of the Obama administration, retweeted John Brennan's quote, his tweet. See, and Dan Bongino said this. He says, this troubled political hack was once the most powerful person, one of the more powerful people in government with access to troves of data on American citizens. Frightening. John Brennan, former communist, ties to the Islamic terrorism. I'm not exaggerating this one bit, folks. Go do your research. And this is what he tweets out. And you wonder why President Trump is questioning things? Here's what a guy named Kevin tweeted. Isn't it interesting that when Andrew McCabe gets fired for lying to federal investigators, James Comey and John Brennan quickly come to his defense? What does that say about the FBI and the CIA under their leadership? Let that sink in. Now you know why Hillary Clinton isn't in prison. Patricia Dixon said this. The reason Comey, Brennan, McCabe, Powers, and Holder are speaking out is because they've gotten away with corruption for so long, they feel they're above the law. They are actually offended that they've been exposed and punished. They want you to, I want you to understand, folks, how incredible it is that they would even question why we question the FBI, the CIA, the FISA courts, etc. How could we possibly question them? They've been running the government as corrupt as can be. Corruption is the way that it goes. How could you possibly question our corruption? How dare you, American people, and Donald Trump, for exposing us?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To get your thoughts on the president firing McCabe 2 days before he would have qualified for his pension.
I might have waited until a few hours before.
Oh, no.
Also, all this business about Trump firing people in tweets, there is a point to that. I think he should fire them at rallies.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
He'd get more, like, direct feedback about it. But do you think that was a little petty, though, to prevent the guy from getting his pension? I mean, he did give 20 years of service.
Ask Michael Flynn if it's petty.
That was TMZ interviewing Ann Coulter, and she gave her opinions about, obviously, the McCabe firing. And I agree with her wholeheartedly. Hey, welcome back, Kevin Jackson, here at the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. And you know what's cool about that? Coulter is in, I guess, Hollywood, somewhere in L.A., walking down the street. TMZ sees her, so they recognize her. They get her opinion. She's very quippy, which is what she's good at. And I don't know if it was on the show, but somebody got the clip and played it, and then I'm playing it. That's good. That's conservative values transcending into pop culture. And, I mean, I don't know that it would have happened to me. I don't think I'm that recognizable. But I think that's very cool that that happened. And maybe it isn't. Anyway, so we've been talking about the firing of McCabe, and that's why I played that clip for one reason. But the other is, according to The Hill, they say that maybe McCabe got Comey in a bit of trouble. And here's what this article says. This is following his termination late Friday night, former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, or Deputy Director, Andrew McCabe declared that he was, quote, singled out after unrelenting attacks by President Trump and critics. McCabe's objections are less than credible, given the virtually unprecedented recommendation of career officials to fire the one-time acting FBI Director. Now, I talked about this being, they're going to try to blame Trump and all this. It's certainly coming to fruition because that's the only strategy the left has. They know that McCabe was not fired by Donald Trump. They further know that the actions of McCabe made Donald Trump fire back at him to say he's a crook. And what's funny to me is that people look at that as strange. In this day and time, you are not supposed to protect yourself. Men, particularly white men, particularly rich white men, particularly rich white Republican men, you don't protect yourselves. No matter what you're accused of, you're supposed to just take it. Well, Donald Trump's not that way. So anyway, they say this, they go on to say this in The Hill. However, McCabe may have rectified his, quote, singled out status with his long statement criticizing his termination. In the middle of it is a line that could be viewed as incriminating fired FBI Director James Comey not just in leaking sensitive information, but also in lying to Congress. McCabe is accused of misleading investigators about allegedly giving information to a former Wall Street Journal reporter about the investigation of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton family's charitable foundation. By the way, I told you guys, the Clinton Foundation stuff hasn't ended. That's another huge scandal. I want you to think about the number of huge scandals. Clinton Foundation, Uranium One, Podesta Brothers, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Awan Brothers, and on and on. There are huge scandals that are just brewing out there. Any one of them can erupt at any time. They're volcanoes. Just think of them as political volcanoes of the Democrats' choosing. And they're ready to erupt. They go on to say this. McCabe asserts in his post-firing statement that he not only had the authority to, quote, share that information to the media, but did so with the knowledge of the director. That means James Comey. Now look, Comey's got enough on his plate besides what McCabe is doing. Comey, if you just go back and look at his testimony based on what we know now, he lied 4, 5, 6 times. I'm talking blatant and obvious. But now, one of his dominoes, one of his critical dominoes, a cog in his wheel, has said, hey, I didn't just have the authority to share it. Also, here's the person who told me it was okay. James Comey. Here's what he said. I chose to share with the reporter through my public affairs officer and a legal counselor. As deputy director, I was one of only a few people who had the authority to do that. It was not a secret. It took place over several days, and others, including the director, were aware of the interaction with the reporter. Now, bam, 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 bam. I don't know about you. That says to me, McCabe is saying, I ain't going down unless other people are coming with me. See, that right there is enough to put the spotlight right back on old Jimmy. Old James. Jimmy, come here, boy. So James Comey now has been called out by his former underling. Oh, by the way, don't cry for me, Argentina, McCabe. Worth $11 million. He's not going to struggle. His wife, I don't know what she's doing, but she's probably still employed. And I don't know if this is true. I heard he's on with CNN. Did he get hired by CNN? People were alluding that he got a job at CNN. I wouldn't be surprised. So we've got McCabe, who's worth millions of dollars. Oh, one other quick point. A group of leftist knucklebucks are fundraising for McCabe. They want to raise $200,000 for some reason. I don't know. That's what I saw. It's like a GoFundMe thing. I'm just telling you, there are people out there, there are leftists who are going, he got railroaded, man. I mean, that millionaire, multimillionaire white dude, he needs some help. So they want to raise him $200,000 to fight his case or to replace his pension. I don't know what the nonsense is. That's what they're fighting for. A dude who's, McCabe should donate his pension. In fact, all the leftists who have a net worth of over $1 million should forego their pensions. Wouldn't that be a nice piece of legislation? I'd love to see that. They said, Hill goes on to write this, if the interaction means leaking the information, then, because what he said, McCabe used the word interaction. That's what they're talking about. He said, if the interaction means leaking the information, then McCabe's statement would seem to directly contradict statements made by Comey in May of 2017 at a congressional hearing. Asked if he had, quote, ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters related to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation, or whether he had ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation, Comey replied, never and no. The Justice Department's IG clearly saw this interaction as problematic when they sought answers from McCabe. if the inspector general considered this to be a leak to the media, any approval by Comey would be highly significant. Comey, this writer writes, already faces serious questions over his use of a Columbia University law school professor to leak information to the media following his own termination as director. I'm seeing the hammer falling down on Jimmy Comey. See, here's what I'm saying, and I said this earlier, and I'll be saying it for a while. McCabe is patient zero. Now, here's what's really interesting about this, because I'm kind of wrong. Technically, Barack Obama is patient zero. Everything, all this nastiness, all this bad stuff that's happening to the Democrats is based on one singular thing that is the epicenter of evil for the Democrats, and it is Barack Obama, the guy who they put all their marbles into his basket, and he promptly stole them, sold them, he pawned them, and then he went and did his own thing. And that's what Barack Obama's doing right now. And what's funny is Barack Obama, here's a quandary within the Democrats. Barack Obama has so much dirt on all of them, they have trouble touching him. Oh, yeah. Barack Obama has that big database. And we'll talk about that with the respect to Facebook, too. That's an interesting saga all in and of itself. Facebook saying, the Trump campaign got 50 million emails. Man, they weren't supposed to get those emails and that data. That's an interesting thing. I'll bring that up another time. But here's what I will tell you. Barack Obama built that big database. He used the NSA and all these people exactly the way he used to get elected. He got all the dirt. Believe me, Barack Obama has dirt on everybody who matters. Everybody that will be impacted by the dirt. He probably got dirt on me. And I'm like, I don't care. Say the dirt. Spread the dirt, Barack. But he's got all that dirt. They need to go after him. They know he's the man. If somebody turns on him, you know, it is what it is. But people are stopping it because Barack Obama is the keeper of the dirt. That's it in a nutshell. I think it's an interesting story.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The FBI. President Trump has called them unprincipled. He's called them biased. Would anybody disagree? Hey, folks, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. McCabe, wittingly or unwittingly, got Comey in trouble. McCabe said, hey, look, I had permission to share, and I got it from the head honcho, the El Jefe, the tall, scared one, James Comey. You want to go after somebody, go after him. McCabe wants a get-out-of-jail-free card. I watch Patriot games. I remember how that guy said, nope, I got my little letter directly from the president. Here it is. Get out of jail free. You don't hold me responsible for anything. But Comey may find himself in a bit of trouble. And Comey himself, he leaked. He leaked the information by way of that professor. Yep. So he's got some things to deal with. In leaving the FBI, Comey removed memos about the Russia investigation that he wrote about, supposedly written up about these meetings when he was with Trump. Now, these memos discussed an ongoing FBI investigation, were written on an FBI computer. The Bureau confirmed they were viewed as official documents subject to review and approval prior to any removal or disclosure, and Comey got rid of them. Said, what the heck? I don't need those. I mean, I can do what I want with these. He could have given those memos to the Congressional Oversight Committee, but he didn't. He removed at least 7 memos, gave 4 of them to his professor friend that were leaked to the media. 4 of those 7 memos that Comey removed are now believed to have been classified. So how many of those are classified that he gave to his friend? If there's 7 and 4 of them were classified, at least one of them had to be classified. And McCabe is suggesting that Comey was consulted before this supposed leak to the media, which means they were both covering for Clinton. And oh, by the way, folks, don't be fooled for 1 second. I mean, we can dance around this issue all you want. The fact is, they were all covering for the Clintons. The fact is, everybody we're talking about did everything within their power to get Donald Trump out and to get Hillary Clinton elected. And the only thing that made that difficult was Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. So, Jacob Wall, he tweeted this. 35,000 FISA warrant applications have been submitted since the founding of that court. 12 have been turned down. The FISA court is a rubber stamp factory for the deep state traitors who want to spy on Americans. Jacob Wall, W-O-H-L, he could not be more correct. But here's what's interesting. I saw this story in LifeZet. Fusion GPS has gotten all the headlines, they write. But there was a second, even more powerful and mysterious opposition research and intelligence firm lurking about with significant political and financial links to the former Secretary of State Clinton and her 2016 campaign for president against Donald Trump. Meet London-based Hackluck and Company. Let me spell it for you so you can look it up. H-A-K-L-U-Y-T, Hackluck. Founded by 3 former British intelligence operatives in 1995 to provide the kind of otherwise inaccessible research for which select governments and Fortune 500 corporations pay huge sums. Now, here's what the distinction they want to make, and this is what got me to look at this article and go, man, oh man, have these guys been conspiring against us? Where Fusion GPS was created by 3 former Wall Street Journal reporters with links to the U.S. intelligence community, Hackluck, with offices in London, New York, Singapore, Tokyo, and Sydney, was founded by an enterprising trio of former British intelligence operatives with deep connections throughout the world's official and corporate corridors of power and influence. Hackluck is described by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism's Henry Williams as, quote, one of the more secretive firms within the corporate investigations world, and, quote, a retirement home for ex-MI6, that's British intelligence, that's the equivalent of our CIA, British intelligence officers. But it also recruits from the world's management consultancies and banking. This group is set up to essentially bring the political world together with the corporate world and carve up the world. I would venture to tell you, it wouldn't shock me to learn that there are hundreds of the Fortune 500 companies who have this company in their employ. They say the firm's style appears to be more in the mold of Christopher Steele dossier. Clients pay for pages of well-sourced prose from Hackluck's contacts around the globe. according to Henry Williams. Hackluck isn't familiar to the American public, but what has become well known in recent days is the role played by the London firm's more visible figures in drawing the FBI into the world of Trump-Russia collusion allegations, a world largely created by Steele in the infamous dossier bearing his name. So they're saying, yeah, everybody's talking about Fusion GPS, but Hackluck is the one who possibly brought this thing to the fore. They're the ones who really were behind the Steele dossier, which lends itself to their credibility. What's this going to mean for them long term? I'm not worried about them, but I'm just saying, because this is a fabrication. So all these companies, what we're learning here, people, is they're all conspiring against us. Think about that. What do you want for this country? Are you selfishly motivated? Are you trying to get your kids a leg up on other children? Or are you just saying, I'm going to give my kids everything I can give them? When I think about what I've did for my children, I don't think about, yeah, man, I wanted my kids to be better than everybody else. I wanted my kids to be the best they could be. That was it. It wasn't in comparison to somebody else's kids. I wanted my kids to have everything I could possibly give them so they could go out and figure out what they want to do with their lives. It wasn't, man, I'm going to get over on these kids. I'm gonna beat those kids down. If one of my friends starts a company, he doesn't start it with the idea of I'm going to beat somebody else down. He started with the idea of I have a concept or an idea that I think can be delivered better, and I want to go do that. I want to try that out. The left won't do it. The left won't start a business unless they know they're going to crush you. These guys that lobbyists that lead, they know I got black book. They wouldn't do it by the book. They wouldn't do it without knowing Hillary Clinton wasn't going to run interference for him or Barack Obama or somebody else. Do you think these people that got into solar because they were, they really loved the environment and they thought, I can develop solar and do these wonderful things? Or do you think they said, man, solar industries where I can get a big fat contract and go do some stuff and see how it works out. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, I'll make millions. I believe that EnerOne and Solyndra and all those companies, it was Barack Obama whispering in their ears that says, hey, go form a solar company. When I'm done, when I'm president, I'll get you into this thing. We're going to earmark mega millions, if not billions of dollars to you, and you'll be whole regardless of the outcome. They weren't these dogmatic, climate people that, oh, man, polar warming and solar this and all that. No, polar ice caps melting, I meant. They don't care. So when you learn that not only are these guys, it's one thing to go after somebody politically, like say, I don't like Donald Trump and I'm going to do everything politically. Then you contract with a company like Hackluck to develop a fake dossier. You then contract with a company like Fusion GPS, who manipulates the media and Wall Street and all this. And then, as you notice, most of these companies, they deal with banking, financial services institutions, because, ironically, that's where the money is. So they glom onto these things in order to just look at how they can fleece you. That's the difference between a crony capitalist and a true capitalist. A true capitalist says, I have a product or service that I can deliver better, cheaper, faster, and it's going to benefit mankind. Will I make money? Absolutely. I'm unapologetically going to make money, but I provided a service. What a crony capitalist does is say, I don't care what the service is. Show me where the money is. I'll build that company. They have no passion for it. Or they pretend they do with their coffee shops and they're, selling their, blue collar, that's not the word I was looking for. Their bootleg Birkenstocks. But they pretend they care. They don't care about us. I don't know what's going to happen here, folks, but the shadow operatives are out there. They won't go away right now, but we're slowly getting rid of them.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.